finish Daniel tonight. At that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation even to that time. And at that time your people shall be delivered, every one who is found written in the book. Remember, Jeremiah was a contemporary of Daniel's, living at the same time there in Israel. And Jeremiah spoke of a coming day of judgment. He called it the time of Jacob's trouble. It's going to be a troublesome time for Israel, time of trouble. It's the time in which God is going to punish the nations of the world, but He is going to purify the Jews. This is the great tribulation, Daniel's 70th week. It begins when the Antichrist makes a covenant with the nation Israel. The midpoint is the abomination of desolation, and the end is when Jesus Christ returns to establish His kingdom on the earth. Now, you remember, Jesus Himself said in John chapter 12, He called Satan the prince of this world. Satan is in control currently over the kingdoms of this world. As a matter of fact, he has dispatched demonic emissaries that are controlling and maneuvering the kingdoms of man. We found this out in chapter 10. There was a demon in charge of Persia. There was a demon in charge of Greece. Satan has demons that are hassling and hindering every nation on the earth, except one. God called Abraham out from this world. God set apart Abraham's descendants. God took Abraham out from under the dominion of Satan and made Abraham and his people, Israel, a special people, a different people, a sacred people, a people devoted to God, so that God could place His own angel in charge of Israel. And He placed His archangel Michael in charge of the nation Israel. And so whenever you see Michael in the Scriptures, understand that you're dealing with the nation Israel. He is the champion of Israel. His mission is always connected with the destiny of the nation Israel. Apparently, during the Great Tribulation, during this time of trouble, Michael is going to fight on behalf of the nation Israel. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. There's an old spiritual that's entitled "That Great Getting Up Morning." And it speaks of the resurrection of our earthly bodies. And one day our bodies are going to be resurrected. The problem is that everyone's not going to be resurrected on the same morning. Everybody's not going to be getting up on the same morning. We're told that there is the first resurrection, where those who believe in Jesus Christ, those who have accepted God's grace by faith, we're going to be resurrected and be brought into eternal life. But there is a second resurrection, which occurs at the end of the millennial kingdom, where there the people will be raised and they'll stand before the great white throne of judgment and be judged according to the deeds that they have done. Whoo! Not how I want to be judged. I want to be judged according to Christ's deed, His grace, not my deed. And so those that are a part of the first resurrection, they receive eternal life. Those that are a part of the second resurrection, they receive shame and everlasting contempt, judgment. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament or the stars in the sky, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. You want to be a star on God's team? You know, we've all had secret ambitions of one day wanting to be a star. Recently, they shot a film, believe it or not, right down here in the village of Stone Mountain. And me and a couple other guys went down to try to get in the film. Extras. Maybe this is our chance to get discovered. You know, we all kind of have this thing in the back of our mind, one day maybe we can be a star. If you want to be a star for all eternity, how do you go about doing it? What makes for a star for all eternity? We're told here, we'll then be busy turning many to righteousness. Share the truth about Jesus Christ. Get out and tell others about the grace of God, that they don't have to earn their way to heaven, that God can give to them His righteousness through faith in Christ. That's how you become a star. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Now here we're told how to recognize the time of the end. It will be a day of tremendous progress. Progress in travel. People will be running to and fro. Progress in communications and in knowledge. Knowledge shall increase. You know, David lived in 1000 B.C. And if he wanted to go somewhere, he either walked on foot or went by horseback. If he wanted to send a messenger, it was by footman. And if he wanted a job, other than being king, it had to do with something with agriculture. Now, it's interesting, George Washington, 2,800 years later, if George Washington wanted to go somewhere, either by foot or by horseback, if he wanted to send a messenger, it was a messenger by foot. If he wanted a job, well, next to being president, it had to be in something relating to agriculture. Very little progress was made for 2,800 years. Now, today, we travel by the speed of sound. We send messengers by the speed of light through these fiber optic cables. Instant hookups around the world. And if we want to get a job, there's any number of industries in which we can get into. It's amazing. We are living in this age of progress. Today there are cars that travel 600 miles per hour. Planes that can top 2,000 miles per hour. Rockets that travel 24,000 miles per hour. Remember when Henry Ford invented the internal combustion engine, the original speeds were something like, 15-20 miles per hour. That's just a few years ago. Back in the middle of the 1800s, the steam engine had people flying 5 to 19 miles per hour. Think of the advance that's happened just in our day. They say that from the days of the flood until 1800, knowledge doubled. They say that from 1800 to 1900, knowledge doubled again. They say that today, knowledge doubles in less than 10 years. Every 10 years, the knowledge doubles. That means that everything we know, we've learned in the last, half of everything we know, we've learned in the last 10 years. That's mind-boggling. That's incredible. 80% of the scientists who have ever lived are alive today. 70% of the medicines that have ever been invented have been invented since World War II. They say that a few buttons on a computer, pushing a few buttons on a computer today, can equal the life work of an engineer prior to 1900. We know when we get close to the time of the end, travel will speed up, knowledge will increase. We're getting close, guys. Then I, Daniel, looked, and there stood two others, one on this riverbank and the other on that riverbank. And one said to the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river? Apparently two angels now appear along with this messenger. How long shall be the fulfillment of these wonders be? Now the time frames are being discussed. Then I heard the man clothed in linen who was above the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand to heaven and swore by him who lives forever that it shall be for a time, times, and half a time. There's that strange phrase again. You remember we went through this when we went into Daniel chapter 9. That's another way of saying 3.5 years. or according to the Hebrew lunar calendar, the 30-day months, that's 1,260 days. That's the period from the time the abomination of desolation is set up until Jesus Christ returns. It's half a week, according to the 70 weeks of Daniel, or 3.5 years, 1,260 days. And when the power of the holy people has been completely shattered, all these things shall be finished. Now, although I heard, I did not understand. Then I said, My Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, Go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end. In other words, Daniel, it's not for you to really understand at this point. You won't understand until you see these things coming about, until those who live through these things, they'll understand. It's for them. It's not for you. These things are sealed up. Many shall be purified, made white, and refined, but the wicked shall do wickedly. And many of the Jews will be purified. They'll come through the great tribulation as going through fire. And it will be a purifying experience for them. And none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Oh, the Bible studies they're going to have during the great tribulation. The masculine, the wise, will again be teaching the people. They'll be going back to Daniel. And again, they'll be pointing, here we are, right here. And from that, and from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away and the abomination of desolation is set up, now that's the beginning point of this time duration, there shall be 1,290 days. The problem is they don't tell us until when. This is the second time period. This is 1,290 days. We've got 1,260 days. Now we've got 1,290 days. Then he says, Blessed is he who waits and comes to the 1,345th day. Now we got another time period. 1,335 days. Now, we know what the 1,260 days are. That's from the time of the abomination of desolation until the return of Jesus Christ, the last 3.5 years of the 70th week of Daniel. But apparently there's a time period that goes for 1,290 days. It includes another month, 30 days. And then there's another period that includes another month and a half, the 1,335 days. What are these other two periods? I don't know. We read again verse 9. And he said, Go your way, Sandy, for the words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end. The people who go through it, they'll know. It'll be opened up to them. It'll be revealed to them. Now, there are some speculations, and far be it from me to speculate, but it could be that the 30 extra days are the period of judgment, where the nations are judged. Do you remember the parable Jesus told of the sheep and the goats? And how are the sheep and the goats judged? By what they did to the least of these, my brethren, Jesus said. Who was Jesus' brethren? The Jews. The nations of the world will be judged according to how they treated the Jews. That may be what happens in that 30-day period after Jesus returns. What's going to happen in that, you know, month and a half period? Well, you think of the carnage and the devastation that's going to occur after the Great Tribulation. It may be a time of cleanup, of mop-up, so to speak. It may be the time that they build the Millennium Temple that we studied in Ezekiel chapters 40 through 44. Your guess, I'm sure, is as good as mine. But you go your way till the end, for you shall rest and will arise to your inheritance at the end of the days. In other words, Daniel, you stick it out to the end. How are you to take this whole book? How are you to take this whole session on prophecy? Well, what prophecy basically tells us is that we're going to win in the end. And so we need to be persistent. We need to stick it out. We need to endure until the end. Did you see the tragic story in Monday's newspaper? Susie Hamilton was running the mile in the Mobile Invitational indoor track meet. 8 laps around a 220-yard track. Did you see it? She was on her 7th lap. And suddenly she made her move, a daring move. She broke out to a 10-yard lead. She crossed the finish line, threw up her hands in victory, and stopped, and everybody else just kept running. She had stopped on the 7th lap. Now, I wonder how many people will stop on the 7th lap when it comes to this race that we're in called the Christian life. Guys, Paul tells us to run with endurance this race that is set before us. Paul says, I've fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. I've finished the course, and henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Don't quit on the 7th lap. Some of you are on the verge of quitting tonight. You've gotten tired. Don't quit. Keep running until you cross the finish line. Heard of a guy who bought a barometer. Bought it from a mail order house. He got the thing. It was registering hurricane. He started shaking it. He couldn't believe it. This thing stuck on hurricane. Couldn't believe it. Went to the office the next day and wrote a complaint letter to the mail ordering house that he'd gotten it from. He never made it home that night. Or I guess when he got home, his barometer wasn't there. Nor was his house, because a hurricane had hit. You might be reading these prophecies in Daniel, and you might be shaking this thing and saying, I don't believe this stuff. This isn't real. Wait a minute. This is true. God has laid out for us His plan for the ages. God has told us what to expect. God has told us when to anticipate the end of time. Hey, it's upon us. You look at all the signs and they're stuck on hurricane. Judgment is coming and we need to be ready. We also need to go home. Lord, thank You for tonight and thank You for these dear people's indulgence and patience with me as I tried to finish up the book of Daniel. Lord, we pray that we've done it justice and that Lord, we've been able to peel back some of the insights that Your Spirit has locked into these chapters. Lord, encourage our faith tonight, Lord, as You always do when we study Your Word. In Jesus' name we pray. And Lord, help us to see things clearly and get excited about the times in which we live. Lord, we believe with all our hearts that You are coming soon. In Your name we pray. Amen. Quick, get out of here.